What's up, everybody? It's Jeffrey Lyles, welcoming you to another edition of Lyles Movie Files. The guys are here. They're en route. Chase is fixing his hair or something, but I wanted to make sure it wasn't too long before I kicked off the show. What a show we've got this week. So much stuff happened, and from X-Men 97, checking out the early episodes of Fallout, the Joker 2 trailer dropped, lots of other stuff happening. He's in the studio now. I think his eyebrows are properly done strictly for public satisfaction. I know I'm gonna be in awe. So let's welcome him to the stage. What up, bro shot?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
May I say your hair looks perfect. I don't have a problem with your curls. I think they look good.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that.
Yeah.
No hate. Little bit of hate though.
No hate. I specifically said no hate.
I sense hate through it.
No.
So, your camera's looking crisp though, so I'm sure now I'm going to love to share with the rest of the stuff.
I'm really trying. It's a work in progress, and we're held together by duct tape, hopes, and dreams. We're gonna make this thing work.
Hey, if it's held together by duct tape, it can get you to the moon, as we saw in Fast and Furious 10. So
you better believe it. Absolutely better believe it. So we got 80s kid from the 90s in the building. What's good, super movie crew? I got my multiverse hush Superman action figure, and I'm wearing my Superman shirt as well. Let's do this thing.
Oh, nice.
Make it happen. Excuse me. Afghan Child says hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hello. Snake Eyes wants to know about Fallout. Soon enough, I'll break it down very soon in this show.
Now you said you were able to watch the first
so funny thing about that. I felt like they were saying, hey, Fallout's dropping early.
It did.
Okay.
It wasn't just you. I thought it said it was dropping on Wednesday. I'm like, okay, cool. It didn't say, well, when we say Wednesday, we mean around 9 o'clock. Like, nah, just tell us.
Oh, 9 o'clock today. Okay, I'm seeing that right now.
Yeah, because yeah, before the show, I was about to, I turned it on, like, okay, why can't I just, why didn't it say Fallout number 5 in TV or number 1, whatever? But it was like, no, just not there. It's like, why do I have to search for the show you were advertising?
That's what I did. I was like, because I was like, all right, let me chill and relax in the comfortable chair and not just watch. You know, because Amazon sent me the full thing. Mm-hmm. And I get to watch it on the desktop computer because I don't remember the password to go take it all around on my iPad. Mm-hmm. And it's better watching a large monitor anyway. And I was like, all right, cool, let's go. Let's go into the recliner and watch it. And I was like, why am I searching for Fallout? Does it do better? And I was like, oh, it's not here yet. Yeah. I've been hoodwinked.
I mean, because so, yeah. I thought, I mean, not truly understanding when Invincible drops. I thought Invincible drops on their Thursday whenever. I don't think it was it's Wednesday at 9 o'clock. So I didn't know.
Okay. Maybe they were just giving us an hour. Like, listen, we're giving you an hour to get the show going. And then after that, all bets are off.
Oh, well, geez. Gotta rush.
gotta go. Congratulations are in order to you, dear brother, for winning our bracket that you set up.
Whoa. I did not set up the bracket. The bracket was set for me to win. The rest of you just should have paid less attention to college basketball as much as I did. Once the tournament, the conference tournaments, I'm locked in. After that, before then, I have no idea who anybody is.
So, uh-huh. A likely story.
I still won. That's a good thing, man.
Yeah. Blake Tarbley's in the building. What up, Jeff? Jace Chief. Chief is coming. I spoke with him earlier today, so he'll be on. Hey, Mary Movie Marching Society. I said it without tongue twisting. I was like, oh, that's going to get me. 3 M's. But I got it.
Good job.
We're live, baby. We are 80s kid. James Green. What's up, Wednesday Night Movie Crew? How's everyone doing? Good. Good and good, James. How are you, my friend? Blake says, Jake, what's the snack for the evening? That was also the question I wanted to know. What you eating on?
A Triscuit.
What? Triscuit?
Yeah. I got dinner waiting for me as soon as we get out of podcast. Sorry to cook, ready to go.
Like, I mean, I feel like the Triscuit snack is not even worth calling it a snack. It's just something he's putting in his mouth to chew while we're having our conversation.
I mean, hey, I got a nice thing of water too.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
We're living it up here. Okay.
Oh, absolutely. Well, what's for dinner?
Chicken, rice, and probably some green beans. Maybe broccoli.
Oh, man. What a hedonistic dinner you've got going over there.
I mean, we're living crazy over here.
Debauchery, full on. Oh, Jamelyn Parks. Jeff, do you see that G.I. Joe Classified leak? Are we talking about Wreckage and the Tiger Paw? Yes, that was a super fast turnaround. Not going to get it, but yeah, did see it. If there was more stuff, let me know. Hello, all, says Jamelyn.
Hello.
It's a setup. Well, it was a real setup on multiple levels. Multiple levels, Blade. All right, well. Let's go here. Are we still doing our WrestleMania this weekend?
Oh yeah, Saturday.
Okay. All right, great. Make sure to get over early.
Yeah, I mean it's 8 hours. I mean even your recap was 2 hours, and the actual event is 8 hours. So I'm basically like, okay, all right.
Yeah,
I got at least straight 4 hours of actual stuff, and probably 4 hours of this isn't that important.
Right. Let's see here. Jamelyn wants to know what a doobie rabbit. And then, of course, Blake said, well, Wink did blank his girl. And he's still saying bump the free world.
Come on, man.
Well, you know, I have to censor it while I'm remembering the line. Exactly.
It
doesn't quite have the same impact with the censor.
I mean, you got to have like a t-shirt on, black eye, and say, still say free world.
It is. That is one of my all-time favorite movie payoff scenes, where it's just like he just takes the bat to their collective heads with his mic. It's awesome.
You know, thinking of that, I'm trying to think if there. That's definitely one of those movies that has one of the most satisfying endings. We think I'm just like, all right, you get Rocky. That's a good satisfying ending. I'm just trying to think what else will be in that category. Those real. Like the hero has really just gotten beat down. And then when they actually take you, you're like, yeah.
Superman 2, bar scene.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not even humbling General Zod. It is going out of the way to go back to the bar. And like, that might be my number one, just because Superman doesn't need to be that petty. But just for that moment, he was like, oh, yeah, you know what? I am that petty.
Yeah. I think if anybody says, oh, you can't have any fun with Superman. It's like, no, show him actually, I am actually raised by humans. So I got a little bit of pettiness. I could just be above this little ant really in the world cosmic event. But no, I really have this much. I got just this much pettiness ready to go.
Yeah. All right. So Snake Eyes said, Jeff, I was about to watch Fallout today, but it didn't show the episodes. I didn't know it was coming out until 9. I thought it was 6. Yeah. It was really weird. I mean, I don't know how you go releasing a show at 9 p.m. on a weeknight. I feel like when you release something on a weeknight, you don't do nine. I mean, no.
Well, remember, that's what they did for Ahsoka.
They were doing it at 9 o'clock.
Yeah. But it was.
Well, that was because people were spoiling it. So they were like, you spoilers are going to have to wait. Yeah. I understand that.
Yeah, so if you're I don't think they've ever done that for Amazon shows. So Amazon probably should have put out the show's coming out at 9 p.m. on the title scroll every now and then versus advertising on TV while you're watching the NCAA tournament. You didn't say, hey, releasing it Thursday at 9 p.m.
That would have been good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's where you were, Blake. We were about to put the ABB out. Like, where's Blake?
Yes, we were.
Where are you at? Where are you at? Adis gets happy that James Gunn announced the fake news from April 1st regarding Superman.
Oh, yeah. So that was, I mean, that topic last week, we were like, okay, I mean, Chief was ready to burn the thing down and laugh at us while it's burning. Yeah. Very good.
So for those of you who missed it, the news is that Superman is not going to be fighting Ultraman or Brainiac. Or I'm sorry, Bizarro. He's fighting Brainiac right now in the comic book. House of Brainiacs kicked off this week in Action Comics 1064. See, that's what I hate when we've got comic books and they keep relaunching with new number ones. That legacy numbering is so cool. I mean, 1064, catch up. Anyway, yeah, but it was pretty fun. Still need to read and review Transformers. I was too much stuff going on today, but I will do that. But yeah, and James Gunn basically said the main hero, Superman. The main villain, Lex Luthor.
Wait a minute, Jeff. But we had somebody on set saying the main hero was Lois Lane. Are you saying that woman was wrong?
I mean, from a certain point of view, I'm sure if you wanted to believe something, you could.
Dude, I want to believe there's at least 8 figures in my bank account. It just isn't the case.
I wish. I mean, I don't need to have 8 figures in my bank account. I just need to convince the bill collectors, the time when the bills are due, Target, Walmart. Yeah, I've got 8 figures in my bank account. This card is good.
Yeah. This card is good. We don't need to scan it.
We don't need to run it. Thank you for coming by, Mr. Lyles. You bet. You bet, sport. Blake says, I know it hurts to miss my double dose of Lyles live streams, but had a lot of fun. That is awesome, my man. We will be here. Yep. So good thing that you were able to see that.
And we got recaps. Always available on YouTube and Facebook.
There you go. Good plug. Yeah. 80s Kid says the Superman Earth 1, the defendant. No. It is not. It's not the definitive comic book. It's just no way, shape, or form. I mean, no. I would think if you wanted a really classic, easy to pick up, there are two that I would recommend. The Man of Steel from John Byrne. That's an awesome. This is all you need to understand about Superman, his origin, how he grew up, and all that stuff. That's really good. And then if you want something that has a little bit more of a modern tweak to it, you go with Jeff Johns. And Jeff Johns is awesome. I believe that is called Secret Origin. We did it with Gary Frank. And Gary Frank is one of my favorite Superman artists because he doesn't care. He's like, listen, Superman looks like Christopher Reeve. And he doesn't try to make him just a generic. He's like, oh, Superman's always going to look like Christopher Reeve. I think that's awesome. So
yeah, it's not hidden. It's like, yeah. This is who I'm basing my Superman off.
Here's my.
Now, I was gonna say when you said your definitive ones, I was actually thinking Superman Rebirth, right after he comes and replaces the I don't know what his Superman was, a clone or some mess.
I have a lot. I mean, just in terms of easy, like, hey, what's Superman Rebirth? That matters if you've been reading Superman's adventures for a while. It's really confusing if you weren't. Jamlin goes, Jamlin has your back, bro. All-Star Superman and Superman for All Seasons are also great.
Say thank you. Thank you, Jamlin.
And no one else is here to hear that.
Somebody's going to scroll down the comments and they're going to see, like, Jamlin, what? Really? Betrayer.
I agree with Jeff on origin stories, though. Thank you. I mean, it's just, oh man, can't see because I switched the camera around. But shout out to a dear close personal friend of the show. Open this bad boy up to review. Come on to the camera. He just refuses to get in focus. But I did pull this bad boy out and shot most of the pictures. Haven't uploaded them to show, but yeah, I was able to do that.
Yeah,
this was 2 hours ago.
No, I mean, I always wonder because it seems like you can't use the old Superman outfit. But when you see the Superman outfit, that's the one what we want to see, I think.
What do you think about this new logo?
Oh, you're about to show me something dumb.
What are you talking about? I feel like I resent that remark on multiple levels.
When you say, what do you think about this? Already seems excessive.
I had a question. Just trying.
I've never heard a good question like that. That's never in the history of it. What do you think? This is always, everybody, if you don't know, if somebody says, what do you think? Shut up.
He's setting you up. All right, now I'm pretty sure this is what the logo is here. That Superman does have man hands, but it's a cool Superman. All right, let me see. Massive. It's better than him having Lois Lane hands for sure. All right,
little dainty hands.
Can you see it? There you go.
That's very similar to one from Chris. What's my man's name?
Henry Cavill.
One before him.
Brandon Roth. I don't know. I like it looked like an S.
Yeah. I think that's the thing. Is if you were to look at this, do you see an end of an S? It looks okay. You tell me it's an S, I'll believe it's an S, but I'm not seeing an S.
This portion here is too thin.
I mean, because the top and the bottom, those have to kind of equal out, and it's the middle part has more prominence than the S part. So
now, no rumors that he's going to be facing Mr. Freeze, in case you're worried because of the snow. Just to put those concerns to rest.
Yeah, I mean, hey, I'm hoping we get a good Fortress of Solitude. I'm still wondering how much of an origin story you're going to get in the Superman origin for this universe.
I don't need an origin of Superman. If we can just not have an origin for Superman, do it in the credits, call it a day. Then 10 years later, because gosh, I'm going to not need 30 minutes spent on an origin of Superman.
Well, the fact that they don't have, right now, they haven't said so-and-so is being cast as young Clark Kent Superman, that's a good sign to me.
Because Superman looks young enough. Jamelin says, Jace, that's like when someone says, does this taste bad to you? Come here, smell this.
Yep.
it's true.
Oh, yeah.
Blake wants to know, can you recommend? Now, you're saying this for Jamelin, but I'm gonna insert my way into this as well. Can you recommend a great Superman one-off graphic novel or one story that's currently available to buy?
All right. Now, you say one-off, or does it have to be part of the use? Because I always like Superman Red Sun is a... Okay. One-off Superman story.
All right, so I was looking. I mean, I feel like I had him in my mind anyway, but some Superman graphic novels that are really good and available to buy, maybe through my affiliate Amazon. Doomsday Clock. It is. It's Superman. It's heavily focused in. It's 12 issues, but it is really well done. And you don't really have to be versed in everything else with it. You can just read it and dig into it. Of course, I will always stand up for the death of Superman, then the world without a Superman, and the reign of the Superman, because it shows how important Superman is. Even if you've been a really lapsed Superman reader, it shows how invaluable he is as a person to everyone in DC, what his loss means, what his return means. Then anything that Geoff Johns and Kurt Busiek did on Superman, awesome. Let me see. I'm trying to look at my collection of Superman books. Anything that Peter Tomasi did during the Superman Rebirth era, great stuff. Dan Jurgens did some really good Superman work in Action Comics under the Rebirth banner as well. Let me see. Superman and the Legion of Superheroes from Geoff Johns and Gary Frank. It's basically Superman remembering he grew up with teenagers who had superpowers like him, and really good stuff.
Right. You remember the Superman by Geoff Johns, Secret Origins, Last Son, Escape from Bizarre World.
Yeah, all that. Yeah. All that good stuff.
I was actually looking at it. I just can't see it. I'm like, wait, those are the ones I would totally jump up and say, like, those are really good.
What's up, Ryan? How are you?
What's going on, Ryan?
Jamelin says Red Sun is cool, but beware, it's an alternate take.
Oh, yeah. I think that's a good thing. Is because who was like this was years ago when I think they did the Justice League. Oh, what was it called? Gods and Monsters.
Uh huh.
Yeah. And it was you 100%. Hey, this is an alternate take on Superman. They give it to you real quick. Hey, this is alternate take on Superman. And once you got there, it's like, hey, this is Elseworlds, all whatever you want to call it. But this is a fun story. Like, hey, where could you go from here? I still think they missed a grand opportunity to make that into a series, animated series. just to see where it went from there. But, you know.
Superman Kryptonite, written by Darwin Cook and illustrated by Tim Sale. And Jamlin says, I haven't read it, but I've heard good things about the Warworld saga. Which one? Is that the newest one that Philip Kennedy Johnson did, or back in the day, Warworld saga?
Is the second one the one where they basically have to try and figure out why we need Superman back as Superman versus Clark Kent? I mean, Mr. Tell Everybody His Identity,
Clark Kent? Oh, gosh, no. In Blake, there's absolutely nothing that Brian Michael Bendis wrote that you should ever read of Superman. Kingdom Come is good, but not exclusively about Superman. I agree with that. It is a very good, and I feel like that and Superman are really good, have really good Superman stories within a larger event. But yeah, those are good. How come Clark gets Lois, but Pete can't get MJ? I have statements, but I will refrain from doing more Marvel bashing. Oh, Jamie, yeah. That newer one, it's awesome. I mean, Philip Kennedy Johnson totally got Superman. It was such a great read, and every issue of his Action Comics run was awesome. I totally recommend that. Check out the Superman collection, illustrated by Jose Luis Garcia Lopez. Superman, yeah, exactly. All right, so here he is. He's made it. I guess he's finished walking the dogs. Let's give a big warm welcome or a salute to man the myth himself. Chief, what's going on?
Gentlemen. Oh, man. Some days, man, I feel like I'm just trying to ice skate uphill. So, but I've made it. I'm here with you guys.
Does the hill have ice on it?
The hill always has ice on it.
Okay.
You know what? It wouldn't be a hill without it. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
I can't see what emoji that is, 80s kid. Salute. Oh, you're able to see it.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. I see a square. I wonder if everybody else has that. Interesting.
Yeah.
Snake Eyes.
The chat goes is howdy.
Hey, hey, what's going on with you fellas? Big Lon was my father. Yeah, I guess I gotta take the moniker now.
Oh, scroll up a little bit in the comments, Lonnie. That's something you're gonna love.
What's the Hills Have Ice is my favorite horror movie.
Let me tell you, then you would love my life, because you would be crapping the bed every night. The hills always have ice, and steak is extra, in case you didn't know. So,
all right. So, Chief, here's what Jace wanted you to see. 80s kid asked the Superman Earth One, the Defenders Superman comic, which ones do you recommend? Jamlin said, All-Star Superman.
Listen, man, I'm not messing with Jace, man. Listen, I'm just going to look away. I'm going to look down. I don't want any trouble, man. I just want to do the podcast and go home.
I got good news for you. You are home. All right, so you're here now. Let's talk about this, and we're gonna dive a little deeper into it. So no full thoughts right now. X-Men 97 drop, remember it. And unlike Amazon and some other streaming platforms, this dropped at 3 a.m. Now, I was still up. I could have watched it, but I did not. And this episode was, you know, last week I was kind of like, all right, whatever. I don't care about Jubilee turning 18. I'm not a big Mojo fan in terms of how he is. He's just so busy. I mean, I think he's interesting as like a real subplot kind of character. One issue, goodbye Mojo. The cartoon, I feel like he wears out his welcome to me. The Storm Forge thing was really fun. I just wanted that to be the whole episode, and maybe Jubilee gets a little 5-minute thing celebrating her birthday. So this week, this was totally different. I remember after watching the first 3 episodes telling you that the Marvel Studios might have a problem, because the showrunner Bo DiMaio really cranked out some great episodes in that 3-episode span. And I was like, well, those are the only ones I've seen. So maybe, who knows, everything falls apart. Maybe it's a typical Marvel Studios multiverse saga endeavor where it starts off strong and plummets. So episode 5 was not that case. And remember, it was, you know, started, I'm like, well, it can go several different ways. And wow, I did not see any of those ways at all. So, what was your quick thought? Don't run through the whole episode, but what was your quick thought on this one?
It was good. I went too long last week, so I got to just shorten it down. It was good. Y'all enjoy it.
Hey, Chief, I was going to give you some salt for your sandwich, but Jace just used it all. So salty. So salty. Sorry about that, Chief.
Would you like some additional thoughts?
Yes. Do you have any? Without salt. Hold salt.
Listen, the fact it's 36 minutes versus the other episodes being 24 minutes lets you know that this episode has a lot to it. I mean, I really, this is one of the few ones, if you haven't seen it, I don't want to spoil it. It's really good. I mean, Jeff, can you say what you told us on the text message before we watched it?
My phone is up there, so I can't.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Okay. Well, I'll give you a summary. Okay. Seriously. All right.
Let's. Yeah, James, it's going to be a real problem for them because, I mean, they either need to conveniently leak what happened with DeMaio, which led to his departure from them, whether he got fired, whether he decided I'm out, because they really have, I mean, they've got all the paint and it's like, shoot, we're in a corner now. And it's going to be a problem because he really seemed to have a great handle on X-Men. And I don't know if I trust anybody else at this point. You found it, Jace?
No, for some reason, I think you deleted it.
Did I send it just to you?
That might have been the case. No, I don't know. Well, whatever. Instead of wasting 5 minutes, fine. He was basically saying, hey, this is honestly probably top five episodes of any comic book series. After watching it, I was very like, I may quibble a little bit, but that was a really heavy episode and definitely sets a tone for the rest of the series. This is impactful. I mean, like the first one was cool, but this was, wow. Okay. You got me hooked right now.
Chief, what's your quick thought on it?
I agree with Jace.
You know what? Y'all there. Y'all there. So let's start breaking it down. So we have what seems like a traditional kind of happy-go-lucky. Hi, I'm Trish Tilby, and we're going to show you the X-Men. Like, this doesn't really do a whole lot for me, but whatever. Okay. She and Beast are kind of flirting. I like that. That harkened back to X-Factor when Beast and Trish were dating. That was fun. And then it's, well, here's what's going on with the rest of the X-Men. Here's Jubilee. And it's like, all right, that's fine. I guess we're going to get that kind of episode. And then she talks to Cyclops, Scott Summers. And then I was like, what is happening with this episode? What's going on? I'm like, who's the evil person manipulating Scott? And I was like, wow, he is like going for it. And he basically says, yeah, you should be really happy that we're not like you all. And I'm not going to sit here for this fluff piece where you try to convince the world that mutants are just like humans. I'm actually here to say what I need to say. We deal with evil killer robots, aliens, bigots, and we're still out here trying to fight for y'all. I lost my son for y'all. And I was like, wow. Going on Twitter and seeing all this Cyclops love is just like, ah. I feel like you when Jameson said Superman.
And the funny thing is, because for weeks everybody's been like, oh, you know, this is back to being, you know, Cyclops is on some Cyclops mess. And it was like, nah, seriously, like, he had a kid and 2 seconds later somebody took his kid. Oh, and your wife isn't your wife. Good luck. Hope you can deal with that. Like, yeah. How have that kind of trauma all in a week. I'm sorry, all in probably about 20 minutes. Like, yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot happening. And then Trish was going hard. She was like, nah, man, I got these doctor. It
was like, I mean, like, what's up? No, dog. I remember the doctor. You mean the bigot who didn't want to deliver my son? That wasn't in the records. Oh, my bad.
And he said, maybe I should watch it again. What's up, David Thanos? Whatever, y'all. Every time y'all get on here to talk about X-Men, I haven't seen it. Well, I don't understand how you missed this one. I feel like if you were on social media, you had to run away quickly. There's so much spoiler. So much spoilery stuff going on. I love that speech too, 80s kid. I mean, my man Cyclops has gotten terribly treated from these movies, but I felt he's been getting vindication from this X-Men 97. I love so much about it, they are using Wolverine right.
Wolverine was not... If you saw for the X-Men movies, you'd be like, why is Wolverine not in every scene? This is ridiculous. Like, Wolverine gets you that, meow, I'm out. Impactful scene, I'm going over here now. Like, but I think one of the things is the showrunner was probably a fan of Cyclops and probably is like, no, I'm not. I've seen the X-Men movies. He's not a punk. He's actually a general who's got some crap that happens. And he gets over that.
What you never do is he'll ride for the cause. Maybe he'll die for the cause. No. I didn't get that one. All right. Nah. Blake says, that's a joke, right? Because Chief don't watch shows till they're done.
Hey, Blizzy, what up, Afton? Blizzy, man, I was ordered to watch this. I don't watch shows till they're done. I got ordered. I got the order, I don't know, 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon. Like, yo, this is what we're going to do. Everybody better watch. And I was like, you know what I mean? That's gangster. You know what I mean?
No, almost as gangster as you wearing camouflage talking about your orders. That was gangster, Chief.
I'm just saying, man, you know. So I'm like, all right. So got the order. I mean, you know, what could I do? When your superior tells you to do something, you do it, man. And so I sat there and I watched the episode, man. And honestly, I thought it was over. I thought, you know, okay, well, it's going to be the last. I guess there's going to be what? There's going to be 20-some episodes or something? How many episodes is this thing going to be? When does it end?
They have more episodes after this one.
I think you said it was 20-some episodes.
I don't know how many I said, but so Bo DeMaio has been very quiet on social media. Hadn't posted word one.
Y'all know
anything. And so he's been laying low because all this drama and all this stuff and the weirdness about his departure right before 97 aired. So today he tweeted. People are like, oh man, you went hard with this episode. And he said, listen, y'all haven't seen anything yet. I mean, this one's pretty good, but it's not as good as 8, 9, and definitely 10. What? 10 is the season finale. So, okay. Yeah. Keith Cooper, what's going on, man?
What up, Keith?
Woo, yeah, man. It was serious. 80s kid, forget about the Avengers. We got X-Men and Fantastic Four. I know Chief's excited about Fantastic Four.
Oh, yeah.
He got subpoenaed to watch.
Yeah, I did get subpoenaed, man. So,
but Chief, in full fairness, you've been watching the rest of the season, yes?
Well, hold on. I thought the season ended at 4. Gotcha. So when I went and watched it, I was like, okay, 4-episode season. I said, let me see this thing here. So then you called with the, and I was like, there's a 5th episode? I was like, oh. And then I was upset because I was like, yo, why am I caught up on something that I hadn't planned on? Like, I thought the 4 episodes was going to be there.
You thought it was Invincible.
I thought it was 4 episodes. I'm like, okay, it's done. I can binge watch the 4. I'm good. Hey, watch this episode. You need to be on it for the podcast or else. I'm like, what episode? So then I get it there, man. And I'm like, oh, this is a 5th episode? I was like, oh. It just ruined my day, man. I've been eating Tums all day. My stomach is churning. So, yeah.
Tums. All right, so let's see here. I don't want to go hard with all the spoilers since I know some people, David and Jamelin, have not watched it. And I can talk about this one spoiler-free-ish. I'm not going to spoil things because I hate when people do that. And so Magneto, Rogue, and Gamma go to Genosha. And, you know, thanks to George Lucas, I always have to think twice before saying they went to Genosha. And so this was full of cool stuff. And it's like, oh, man, they're really doing a good job with this. And I feel like one thing that's they've done really well with this is when they have people showing up and appearing, even if it's in a cameo form, it doesn't feel like kind of bogus fan service. It's like, nah, this is cool. It makes sense in the context of this episode or this moment. I'd be like, oh, cool. That was nice. I like that they did that, threw that in, or made a reference to something. And just a random shout out, I love the voice actors who did make sure I shout them out because I don't want to just be like, oh yeah, them. Martha Marion, who she played Emma Frost, and Moira McTaggart, and David Origo Jr., who did Banshee. They both nailed the Irish accent. And thinking back to the old X-Men show, and it's like, they're really trying, but not quite doing it right. But this time was really well done.
Yeah, I also like what they did for this is not a spoiler because as soon as you turn on the show, you see this character. We see Kurt. I thought the actor who did him was really good too.
He's the same actor who did him before.
Oh, see? Even better call. I mean, they said that everybody had to basically audition to get back in. So I'm glad that he still was
in. No, where'd you hear that? Because I read that Kevin Feige was like, we're going to do it, but we need the original voice cast back.
I don't know if I saw it on a YouTube clip that they said they had to do it because a video. I mean, there might have been joking.
Well, maybe he would. I think it's more of a joking thing.
Yeah.
But yeah. Hey, Chief, Blake is correct. I did come through. You've been served. Not like those old school movies, but
yeah. Served, yo.
Hey, man. Yeah. I saw the car pull up. I tried to duck down, man. I tried to duck down. But he's sharp-eyed. He's like an eagle, man. He gets his glasses from Cartier. And and let me tell you something, man. This man sees through a wall.
That was a lie.
He fully got out of the car. He was like, I see you. Do it. And I said,
so right on time, Jamie went out. Seriously, though, Chief, did you enjoy what you saw so far?
It's been cool. It's been cool, man. Yeah, you know, I don't know, man.
Jay's Chief's reaction is awesome. I want to see somebody give him $1 million and they go, hey, Chief, what's your reaction? Oh, it was cool, man. It was cool.
It was cool, it was decent.
It was decent.
Thanks, man. You know,
it was decent as hell, man.
Again, remember the bar was set. I mean, if you make it to 7, you did pretty dang well. Okay, so
yeah.
What would you give it out of your scale? What would you get this episode?
This episode was probably a 7. I mean, it was a good episode, man. It was a lot of stuff going on. Like, I got to go back and rewatch it just so I can get it all in. And not every episode was great, but this one was, I mean, this one was giant, you know, this one was peace. So you got to understand, I've been working off the premise that it was a 4-episode run. So I haven't really been enjoying it to the fullest. Because I'm like, all right.
I'm trying to figure out where you got that idea that it was 4 episodes.
I don't know, man. You know me, man. I mean, you know, sometimes I get to the mailbox, I get turned around, I don't know where the house is. So, right. So, you know, it's one of those things, man. I thought it was 4 episodes. So I wasn't really into it. I was just more or less like angry. That they would just only do 4 episodes. That's why I haven't watched the other one yet. But if I had a choice between watching Invincible or X-Men, I'm going to always choose X-Men. So it was one of those things. So looking back on the episode progression, then fine. Because there was a lot of things in there that happened that I didn't see coming. And
oh, yeah.
So now, you know, we can't even talk about it because people haven't seen it. But when we get offline, we're going to talk about Rogue. you know, but yeah.
So in the X-Men intro, Blake says, when the heroes line up against the evil mutants, is that Avalanche on the right? Far right. that's funny. Or without his helmet. Yes. And they also removed Warpath. It was an X-Men or X-Force member. I don't know how he got inserted in the first place, but they took him out and replaced him with Lady Deathstrike, which I thought was really cool. And Q says, I always look at the episode count to know what time I'm about to invest.
Word.
That's the smart way to go. Man, especially as Chief goes, I do the kind of same thing. Like, okay, do you have the second season? No. Okay, we're gonna. I know where I'm jumping. I'm not going to get invested in what you do. Okay, thanks.
I'm going to be casually invested.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Quantum Leap is canceled by NBC, making it through two seasons. So that's a little bit better than the normal NBC show.
Well, you know, I mean, why wouldn't it be? Who's watching? Who watched first season? I mean,
I casually watched it.
Yeah, but casually isn't supporting it.
No, yeah. I'm not saying I support it. It's on my DVR. So that's more support than I throw to most shows. I felt like they had too much going on with the concept. Like, they had a whole science tech team keeping track of where old boy was leaping. And the original show, we didn't care about everybody else. It just cared about Sam and I'm trying to remember old boy's name. But, I mean, I didn't care about everybody else.
Did his girl ever catch up with him?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
The original one, it was just one yeah. team member. You followed day to day. And then when I think he got back, then it was, but then it really wasn't him back.
Yeah.
Because I think they made the kind of thing, similar mistake, I think, in Timeless. It was, hey, we're doing the Timeless story, but we also care about the people in the back, and got a little convoluted.
Yeah. 80 says, for me, a TV show has to have at least three seasons to make it a TV show. There was a show on UPN. Yeah. And Ooh. Called Nowhere Man. It was awesome. It was really, really cool. Kind of had that similar vibe of one dude trying to figure out this big mystery. And every episode was really good. It was this big conspiracy. And Bruce Greenwood was the star of it. And it was like, this thing seems like it could go either way in terms of how they resolve everything. And they kind of sort of did. And it was canceled. And I was like, They did kind of sort of do a conclusion to it, but man, that one was rough because I really liked it. And I thought they could have milked it using that Hulk Wanderer going to different towns through four or five seasons. It was that good. Jamelin, I'm writing it down right now. Favorite shows canceled too soon. Maybe next week.
That's hold on. There's only one, The Orville. I love that show.
Is it canceled?
I mean, it's not coming back.
They according to Anna, God, what's her name? The lead was Anna. I can't remember. Oh, the lead actress. She's basically like,
you're talking about Lady J.
Yeah, she's like, it's not canceled, but they take forever to do a season. So because Seth is writing everything, they couldn't. They had almost everybody had to leave. Because they couldn't be locked in for the show. Because it's like, hey, people, you know, we're trying to do 22 episodes of show and it's taken 2 years between seasons. We're out.
Adrian Palicki.
That's what I'm saying. No, starts with A.
This is a great topic. We will definitely do it. Maybe even next week. Yeah. All right. So, but X-Men, I mean, they've done such a great job of doing the whole actually making being a mutant suck. I feel like in the comics, sometimes it was just this, woe is me, I look like a model, but I know if I revealed myself, the world would hate me. And it's like, dude, no one would even know. And I think this show has done a much better job of showing how sucky life would be and could be as a mutant, and you know how cool a place like Genosha would be. And great action, great dialogue. And one of the things that I feel like in every episode, there's at least two or three really great lines, even in last week, which was my least favorite. there's something where it's like, oh, that was a good line. This one is just like 10 great lines, including the final one, which was done so spectacularly and just awesome. And be on the lookout, you guys who have not watched it yet. There's a special cameo that you need to pay close attention to your monitor, your TV to catch. But it's during a particular fireside chat. If you miss it, just rewind to the beginning of that scene. So that was that. I think when you watch it, you're going to be like, wow, this is how X-Men really could and probably should be done going forward. And on social media, people are like, why are they bothering doing any MCU stuff if they don't have this crew involved in it? Because they understand the X-Men.
That right there is right. I think, especially Kevin Feige's the producer of this. This is, you probably should have looked at these scripts and said, wait a minute, this could be our movie. These could be, combine them, this could actually be our movie. I know it was complicated, but even if you say, hey, all right, these aren't our movies, you say, all right, you guys get it. Okay, here's what the time frame I need you to build you in and go from there. I mean, because at the end of the Marvels, we have kind of the X-Men have been around. I need you to kind of, if you were plopped in right here, go create stories from this point and then bring them into Marvel proper, 616 Marvel.
616! All right. I'm just making sure you wait there, Chief.
I'm good. Hypnastic. Yeah. Let's go.
That was 808. What you know about that? All right. What you know about that, Chief?
I don't know nothing.
All right. So, X-Men 97. Jamelyn, I fully expect to get a DM from you after you finish watching it. After you had those Frosted Flakes, Honey Nut Cheerios, Rice Krispies combination, delicious. Let me know what you think. I don't have the patience to wait till next week. Let me know after you watch it. David, same deal. Let me know what you think after you watch it. It's going to be awesome, amazing. And you're just going to be like us. Like, this was great. And hopefully y'all do more of this down the road. And if there's three more episodes on this same level, I'm already not ready.
Yeah, I was going to say, once you guys write it, put it in the comments so we can actually see it, you know, respond.
Oh, that's right. So y'all can see it too. Yeah,
exactly. So, not just the DMs, everybody. Like, throw it in after doing a rewatch. Like, oh my gosh, it was what you thought.
You know? All right, good deal. So next up, which is about to start in like a minute or even less than that, Fallout. So this is based on a video game of a super huge popular video game series I have not played a second of. I've watched 2.5 episodes so far. And now, Chief, what's your excitement level for Fallout?
Who's in it?
Because I remember Walter Goggins.
I remember the trailer for some reason. Let me take a look. Because I remember the trailer, but I don't remember the characters or whatever.
I don't know if there's a lot of people that you know on it.
No, Kate Blanchett's in that.
No, that's not this one. This is the one that's on Amazon.
Oh, okay.
I gotta tell you, my excitement level is zero.
Did it just happen to come back to you that, hey, I'm not interested in this at all?
I was looking at the wrong thing. I thought it was, like, I don't know, for whatever reason, I was getting a Kevin Hart image of something. But then, but then I saw this and I was like, I don't even know what this is. So, and no disrespect, Afton Child, because I know this is your thing. I'll probably will watch it and see if it does end up being pretty good. Because I told you, Twisted Metal, was it Twisted Metal with my
yes,
man?
That's it. Yep.
Now that was good. So if this is, say, 75% as good as that, then it's going to be a decent show. Oh, okay, Snake Eyes. Okay. So but if it's not as good, you know, so we'll know a couple episodes in. We'll know. Hopefully it'll be, you know, there's hopefully it'll be decent, man. I'm tired of watching these shows. I haven't, speaking of, have you watched the Rick and Michonne show?
I haven't finished it. I've been watching it and liking it. I just have really? Two more that I need to finish watching and reviewing, but I have so enjoyed the show. Enjoyed it.
So you enjoyed the New York, you enjoyed the Negan and
I did. Oh. I like that. I like that.
You enjoyed Rick and Michonne, and are you enjoying
Daryl?
I didn't watch Daryl, and I didn't watch Daryl because my DVR didn't record it. So that's the only reason why. This is the Borderlands movie coming soon with Kevin Hart and Kate Blanchett.
Okay, so everything is right now is on that apocalypse tip.
Yeah, don't forget Furiosa.
And so you know, Rona Mitra set it off, and now we're all getting the fallout 12 years later.
I'm not joking about that Doomsday Watch along though.
So yeah.
Oh man.
You know what? I somebody told me they saw that. And they said it was decent. They said it was decent. I haven't seen it though.
But so that could be a 9, Jace.
Now decent is right around that 7 mark.
Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha. I mean, again, Spider fan, that when they were showing the trails of Monkey Man in the NCAA final, tournament, I was like, I kind of didn't want to check that out. I actually just got a little bit busy that I didn't. That's the only reason I didn't check it out. So, but yeah, definitely want to put that's on my list of movies I'm checking out.
So Fallout, the two episodes I've watched, it's a pretty interesting concept. Worlds come to an end, nuclear war, and the fallout that's emerged, and it's centuries after the incident, and you know, society is trying to move on. There's all kinds of different factions, guilds, if you will. And, you know, there are people underground who have been living life peacefully, calmly, but on the surface, it's anarchy and craziness. And the main or one of the three main characters comes up and is like, what is happening? She's on this quest, and her quest is interesting. I was into hers. There's another guy who is like a squire. He's not as interesting. But then there's a psychopath running around. He kind of looks like Red Skull from Captain America. Yeah. And I'm still trying to get a sense of what's happening. There is a lot going on just visually. The costuming looks great. Some of the effects look like they're really maxing out the Amazon budget. I think that's better than it looking cheap. But I feel like they're butting up against whatever their budget is. And the action scenes are very gratuitous, like needlessly so in a lot of cases, where it's like, wow, okay, I guess you could have that, but did you need it? I don't know, it made me feel old because I don't normally have that approach. I mean, I love John Wick. Whenever like this was just going off to go hard. The characters are cool. I'm invested in them more than I am the action scenes. So, like I said, I watched two episodes. I'm intrigued enough to keep watching. But some of the action... But there is one thing that I can't stand. Now, you guys, y'all in the chat, let me know about this too. Jace, you remember Lost? Chief, you watched Lost?
No, I had stuff
other than that. That's right. Okay. So, you know how, especially come second season of Lost, they would kick off episode with some random song while somebody was doing some basic monotonous thing, maybe getting ready for their work day. And then, you know, like, here's all the stuff they do in a day. Mm-hmm. And it's not that exciting, but it's just what they're doing. They're playing music. Now, was that something that was a regular occurrence before Lost, or is that just a Lost influence on things? Because I feel like it is so done to death now and it drives me nuts. I just want to fast forward to when we get some dialogue or people doing stuff.
Now, I think what happened is it's always been around. It's not, I don't think it's just been a Lost thing. I think Lost did it because you're in an isolation, you're in a vacuum, so it had more impact versus you've seen in the Smallville where you have the random song, we got licensed and we want to show it out, or it's one of our artists. In a post-apocalyptic world, or a you don't have access to your usual technology, oh, here it's my non-mention.
Oh, no, no, no. It's just background music. It's not even... So, like, one of the better examples of that was Guardians of the Galaxy, the first one. Come and Get Your Love. I mean, he's listening to a song, and he's getting his thing, and he's just...
It's part of the show.
It's, I mean, great.
This would... I mean, not having him not watched it, it's... If it's... You get 3 minutes of song, then you get an episode. That would be okay. Just give me to the credits or the big shocking thing that makes me hooked in, and then get there.
Like one episode, they have like three scenes where it's just 3 minutes of characters moving around and music. I'm like, I need something. And their characters aren't listening and reacting to the music. It's just playing them along in the background. Snake Eyes says, fall out of the game. It's funny, horror, dark humor. It's really all those things. So I think you'll enjoy it. Like I said, I've never played the game. That's why I didn't have much excitement for it. I'm watching it, but I think you'll probably really enjoy it. But it's just, I don't know. I'm watching it. We'll see if I get to enjoyment. A lot of critics are digging it. It's 92% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. So that's a good sign.
Jeff, you should review it because you have no interest in it. And then say it did exactly what it said. And then give it a negative review.
Hey, sure, to give it a negative review. That's the important part.
The audience will like it. Negative.
Y'all watch The Brea then?
No,
is that along the way of Lost?
The Brea was Lost.
As soon as they said on NBC, I don't watch it. I mean, NBC is going to get to we'll get to that first season, and then we're canceling it. Because we don't... If you don't have this Seinfeld Friends hooked everybody in, we're canceling the show. If it's sci-fi, not on Friday night, similar to Grimm, nope, we expect you to be a gangbuster, and we're not putting any support into you. So I didn't check in La Brea. What was the one where that was the fault. What was the one where another one of those post-apocalyptic ones?
No, there was one that they had where it was just like, here's our Lost ripoff.
Yeah.
And it's on Netflix now.
No, that was Manifold.
Yes.
What was the other one where technology went out?
Thank you. I don't know about that one. There was one in the Globe on CBS, I think it was.
Okay, do you remember? It was like one dad actually got hooked on watching, and he's like, why did I do this to myself?
I don't know, because... Like, those of me more time. Spider-Fan wants to know, what did you guys think of the Joker 2 trailer? Fellas, what did you think of the Joker 2 trailer? Did you watch it?
I'm not sure.
It sounds like no. I am pulling it up right now because I did not watch it. I wanted to do this watch along to the Joker Full of Dude trailer.
Oh my
God. Just for you.
Is this the Deuce?
This is Deuce. The Deuce.
Mm. The okay. Deuce. Spider fan, you want to see the Joker, the Deuce?
Gosh. Oh, let me turn the volume down for this trailer that I don't.
You didn't put it up. Everybody's watching it separately.
Now we can't, copyright. Can't actually watch the trailer.
All right. I don't know. The Deuce. I'm sure it's stupid.
I'm glad you're going in with an open mind.
Jeff, are you going to watch this movie? They don't give you a pass. Even if you actually posted the thing on lousemoviefile.com, here's some free passes. So, like, yeah, I'm just saying, I'm not feeling safe enough to be in there.
Ah, dang, man. Did they let him eat?
That's what he looked like, remember?
I didn't see the first one. I refused to watch the first one.
Oh, you refused to watch the first one?
I refused to watch it. This dude looks like 8 pounds in this joint, man. That's whatever he's doing, I need to do. Maybe he's just eating one grape a day.
One grape a day.
Oh, my. And this is a musical.
Yeah, well, the umbrellas are all colorful, and the darks are dark and the colors are really bright and popping. Isn't that Lady Gaga?
Yeah. You are really totally involved with this movie in every way possible.
Yeah, is she singing?
She is Harley Quinn.
Oh, wow. She's Harley Quinn?
Yeah. Yes.
Where have you been? We've been talking about this on the show.
Bro, when you talk about the dudes, I just, my ears shut off.
They must. They really must.
This is straight shock of daddy. Let me just rub the water. I might have to put some fur up there so I can feel it.
All right, Snake says, Jeff, in the game, when you're venturing around the wasteland, where is music playing around when you are traveling a 1950s?
You're traveling in the 1950s, I heard. Okay.
Hotel Arkham.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, you have to sell them on it. I mean, I'm sure if you're digging it, you're going to like the show. Jamlin says, I knew she was in it. Just forgot. He was like, you cheap. I'm like, what? Gaga.
All right.
I still don't get it. Why a musical?
Why not? You got Lady Gaga. Songs will be good at least, huh? Hey, Chief, let's not be shallow.
Sha-la-la-la.
I was not expecting to put Chief singing Shallows on my bingo card for this episode.
Word. listen, man. I'm just not. I look, Spider fan. I'm not. I don't like it. I just don't.
that's a green eggs and ham. I don't like it.
I just don't like it, man. I'm so irritated. So I don't, you know, it seems like you're new. The rest of the panel here, they know.
The steam panel.
We are not fans of the 16 Batmans coming out at the same time, 16 Jokers at the same time, 16. it just doesn't make any. It's just in my opinion, and this is my opinion here. You don't have to money grab me. I don't, and you're not gonna money grab me with an opera. and I just don't understand why this. I don't understand why they made the movie. I don't know. Is it going under an artistic category? I just don't know. Why am I here? Why are we all here?
That sounds like a deeper question.
Yeah, man.
Why are we here?
So listen, when you go see it, let us know how you liked it, man. I really want to know, was it worth it? And were the music, the songs, were they hitting? Like when you went home that night, were you just driving in your car, like singing whatever you heard that day on the screen? Because I mean, you know, the Shallow, I sang that song. That's on my playlist. I love that song. Dope. You know what I mean?
A lot of songs from that are good. Jamlin says, okay, so looking at that, if I didn't know any better and you removed all references to the Joker and Harley, I'd be curious about it. That's kind of how I felt about Snake Eyes, the G.I. Joe movie, where you remove all references to G.I. Joe. Maybe it would have been an interesting movie. Yeah, and I feel like this movie would not be made without the Joker references, which is hilarious. It's just like, let's use the outline of these characters and get people to watch it and then be upset because it's not anything that they wanted. I like Lady Gaga. I watch a good musical. Same. I just don't know if this concoction is the move. Probably not.
But the last one didn't, right?
Huh?
The last Joker did well, right?
That's why $1 billion business, man.
Yeah. This got a sequel. Maybe this one will do well too, man. Maybe the people who love the artisticness of the last one will indeed enjoy the musical.
The thing is, the other one wasn't a musical. This one's going in a... Because I don't remember exactly what everybody said. Oh, it's something deep. Oh, he wasn't the Joker, but we mentioned a Bruce Wayne. And they're trying to use all these words to try and confuse you. Why do I care about Arthur the lame comedian? Oh, he's got a tick. That's what makes him joke. So You could just remove the Joker reference. Like, why do I have to say he's an anarchist? Couldn't just call him an anarchist? No, we got to call him Joker. So now we're going to use the Joker from that and put it into a musical. So it's going to be even more, it's going to be even more out there than the first one, which I don't think anyone's going to mean. I really don't see anybody's like, you know what I really want to see? Author, the comedian, the failed comedian in a musical. I mean.
Well, he's a failed comedian. Maybe he can be a failed singer this time. And Chief, I think the real problem is Man of Steel needed to be a musical. That way it would have gotten a sequel.
You know, people just want things that are different until they don't.
Yeah. All right. Well, here's something that I'm sure you guys are going to be shocked. Shocked, I say, to hear. There was plans to make a Game of Thrones sequel featuring Jon Snow, who still knows nothing. But Kit Harington, the actor who played Jon Snow, recently gave some updates on this spinoff and said, he was talking to Screen Rant. Currently, it's off the table because we all couldn't find the right story to tell that we were all excited about enough. So we decided to lay down tools with it for the time being. There may be a time in the future where we return to it, but at the moment, no. It's firmly on the shelf. I'm seeing by the shocked look in your faces, you're upset about that.
I mean, what are you going to do? Jon Snow at the wall? I mean, that was...
He's past the wall. Huh? He's going into the wilderness. He was going beyond the wall. Already.
I mean,
that's... He's going to stay there.
I mean, but that was, I mean, his whole, after he got to the wall, he left the wall and we saw Jon Snow against the White Walkers. Now, what would we see? What would be the big draw story?
Well, that's why it's got, that's why it's on the shelf.
Yeah. I mean, House of the Dragon, your big selling point is the dragons Targaryen that gets you to Game of Thrones. This one would be, all right, what's our big bad after the White Walkers? And I don't think we, I mean,
because Dragon Walkers.
That has been the tale of fire and ice that's been passed on from generation to generation. There wasn't, well, after they're done, part deuce.
Fire Walkers.
Yeah.
Think about it.
They made a good call on putting that on the shelf.
Chief, what do you think? You upset about this news?
No, I think, for lack of a better word, I think they blew their load on the White Walkers. I mean, they had, that was the greatest enemy they could have done. I think anything else is, I mean, they had a wall dedicated to watch for them. and nothing else in that realm, in that thing that you ever heard of was as scary or as much of a threat as the White Walkers were. And I think once you've come to, I mean, you know, I think now there's nothing left to do. There's, unless you just make it magical and bring
the musical.
Oh, man. Or bring Harry Potter and them in. And now you've got muggles. And
Harry Potter?
You know what I mean? Muggles and witches and warlords.
Muggles and walkers. Nice.
Right.
And so we have Rick Grimes come out there.
I think they've done what they've done, man. So, I didn't even watch the one that just recently ended, House of Dragon.
It's not over, Chief.
I didn't watch it.
Second season coming for you.
I didn't watch it.
Just for you.
Did you watch it?
You guys, did I watch it?
Yeah.
I haven't finished it.
So that's what I'm saying. Because it isn't, if it was really good, it would have held you all the way through.
Okay. Yeah. All right. The season finale was pretty good.
It might be. I didn't like the characters. And I think that was the main reason I wasn't into it, Chief.
Yeah.
I think if the characters were more likable, I would have been into it. But they didn't have a Robb Stark, an R. Stark, a Jon Snow, just somebody to keep me invested into it. But
you know, you didn't like the Queen? It was like a battle of the Queens. I think I like that.
No. He didn't finish this.
Not watch it, but every time it was on and I would come across it, that was me talking.
Oh, it's very heavy talk. It's very heavy exposition until probably the last episode. It's I mean, it sets this whole what starts the. I mean, I guess let's just say it starts. It's what starts the battle for the throne. And I don't remember how far these guys are from your regular Game of Thrones people.
It's so far away. So far. That was definitely one thing I remember. Yeah. It was like, oh, okay. None of this is going to matter.
Yeah, I think these are probably their grandparents.
I think it's great-great-grandparents.
Yeah, I think it's great. I mean, it touches kind of, oh, this is somebody I may have heard name in passing. But
yeah. I haven't rewatched Game of Thrones to close the flag.
I think Blake should write the story.
Okay,
listen. If Blake's got an idea for it, make it happen, Blake. And just as long as you list us as co-executive producers.
We'll take it. I mean, yeah.
I'll sit on the sidelines and say, that's a great idea, Blake. And, you know,
give us some money for it.
Yeah. Right. All right, Chief, I know you're going to love this bit of news.
Oh, shit. All right.
So you might have remembered this zombie movie because, you know, perfect segue.
Not that one. Oh.
28 Days Later. Really good movie. Okay. Cillian Murphy, Naomi Harris. Awesome stuff. Awesome. And then we had Hawkeye show up in the sequel 28 weeks later. Now, are you ready for the third installment 28 years later?
Why? 20. It hasn't been 28 years yet.
Let me just trade the name. You know,
when did it come out like about 15 years ago.
2002.
Yeah, 20 years ago. 22. But listen, no, absolutely not. absolutely not, man. I didn't even like, I'm so irritated with the second one. The dude just kisses his wife. The protocols, there were no protocols in place in a military base. I mean, the dude practically walked in there into a place where they had his wife, tongue kissed her, and then went crazy and started killing everybody. I mean, it just didn't make any sense, man. Another money grab, man. I say keep your money in your pocket, man. And
keep your money in your pants.
Yeah, just go and enjoy yourself somewhere else, man. Go see Part Deuce.
So what will you be doing since you're not going to watch 28 years later? You're not going to be watching Joker Before the Duke. What will you be watching?
You know the movies I'm looking forward to. You know the main one I'm looking forward to, Abigail.
Yes.
I can't wait to that. 28 years later, Parks. I'm looking forward to Abigail. This resurrection of movies. It just irritates me sometimes, man. I don't know. What are we gonna do, man?
What you gonna do?
I'm gonna see Abigail.
Okay, let me say this: if you could get a true sequel to Zack Snyder's Dawn of the Dead, would you go see that?
No, I think Dawn of the Dead. That was the one with Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
I thought
no,
Ving
no,
Ving Rhames.
I mean, that's what I meant to say. Ving Rhames. the black Vin Diesel. Or the blacker Vin Diesel. I thought that ended well.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Movies with an ending don't need a sequel. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes they'll end a movie and they'll end it, but it's like kind of open-ended. A dollar move or something, and you know something else is coming. But that joint there kind of ended. I like the way it ended. They was on the island, then they had to come right back to the boat. It was like, okay, cool. Would I go see another zombie movie? I like zombie movies, so I would go see another zombie movie, but I don't think they need to resurrect that particular world again. Like Train to Busan was excellent.
Yeah, I got it. They're making a sequel. They keep saying they're making a sequel to that.
But they did make a sequel or a prequel. But I didn't enjoy the prequel. What's wrong?
I'm like, wait, they did?
Yeah. But I didn't enjoy the prequel like I enjoyed Train to Busan. So they showed the day that, like, how it all happened in the morning. The prequel, I'm thinking that's how it started. I'm pretty sure I saw the prequel. It was another city.
Soul Station?
It was something else. It was
And I'm assuming that's not Soul like Motown Soul, but Soul.
No, S-E-O-U-L.
Right. Maxine, I just saw the poster/trailer on IMDb. Jamelina, it does look cool. And it seems like something that would be pretty fun to check out. When is it coming out?
So you watched an animated movie, Chief?
No, it wasn't animated. Train to Busan 2 came out. Yeah, okay. And I want to say I saw that.
Okay. And good news for everyone who waited like I did. Justice League Crisis on Infinite Earths Part 1 comes to Max April 22nd.
Part 2 is about should be coming out tomorrow.
Well, of what?
Crisis.
What is Crisis?
An animated movie.
I think it's truly the end of all of the previous DC iterations. Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh. Are you talking about X, the movie on... Oh, gosh.
Boy, you got upset on that.
Oh, my gosh. What is that movie on? Amazon?
Jeez.
Is that with old girl?
No, that's not. Oh yeah, Mia Goth. Okay. Oh, okay. Interesting. So this is the third one in Pearl. I didn't even realize. So X came out in 2022. X. Pearl came out in 2022. And it also has your guy David Cornsweet, who is playing Superman. Oh, interesting. That's cool.
X.
I'm more interested now. Okay. Mickey Rose says, I'm hoping Beetlejuice still has the magic they have from the first film. I'm surprised it took this long to have a sequel. Will you guys see it? Yes, I do want to see that. And word is, it's really good. So hopefully that works out. Blake goes, my hottest take in history. And I was about to say this when he was saying that, because it did have an ending. Star Wars didn't need a sequel. If we never got one, we wouldn't be where we are now. Although Empire Strikes Back is great. Ironically enough, today is Daisy Ridley's birthday. Happy birthday, Ray. Ray! Jason, Carrie's still upset.
No, I mean, again, I always say, Ray, I mean, you know, I don't think I think the actors did their job.
They did their role. Okay. David says, I think it was messed up. Pootie Tang didn't get a sequel.
Oh man, start our tay. You know what I mean? Sign my name on the penny. You know what I mean? That love Pootie Tang, man. That was a man, listen. Yeah, Pootie Tang was hilarious. You know what I mean? My main dainties.
For sure, gonna get Crisis on 4K disc. Nice. See, that's why I had to wait till it gets cheaper, because it was like $35 on 4K.
It's like freaking $30 on Amazon, which I'm gonna buy because I got, you know, credits to burn.
Like, no, I will see you in November.
All right, let me see who this Pearl is.
Or December. All right, so that was that. All right, well, fellas, that special magical time of the week. Who are your nominees for Dummies of the Week?
Yep. Hey, yo, tell me. Hey, don't. Pootie Tang was all right, man. Whew. I'm gonna sign your pity on the running count.
All right, let's do something different. Keep it fresh. Keep it exciting. Jace, how about you go first?
Okay. Wow. That's you know, something new and different. So, I think my dummy of the week is whoever keep saying, you know what? We should do some more reboots. And the two reboots that you didn't cover today, Jeff, they're going to reboot Melrose Place with most of the original, with the original cast coming back, because you really want to care what they're doing.
Oh.
Like, so that just screams, really? Didn't we try this before and it did not work?
But let's try it again. Is it the empty nester phase of the Melrose Place crew?
It's literally a condo. I mean, a place that literally could not exist anymore. In today's society, there's no little condos where a bunch of single people can literally be affording condos. So let's get that out of it. But then we got another retread. Really, who asked for this one? They're bringing back Heroes.
Oh, gosh. I didn't see that. Now, you know, you know I would have absolutely been aghast at that news. Seriously?
They are bringing, they're doing Heroes after Heroes Reborn. And Heroes Reborn tried to correct the mistakes of the carnival, but that couldn't, I mean, it was a, and you know, there's a reason you don't find Heroes Reborn on Amazon, because they're like, yeah, does this count? We don't know. We got to deal with that, because they're trying to save the world by Yin and Yang or some crap. I forgot what happened at the end of that one, too. But they're going to bring back Heroes and then, all right, we're going to try and recreate the magic that really lasted truthfully one season. And they're, again, probably going to NBC just to see if they can sucker everybody in one more time. So he's right. With them trying to green like these two reboots, my dummy of the week.
Oh, gosh. I'm looking at this. Smashing a mic. So Laura Lighton, Daphne Zuniga, and Heather Locklear are attached to this.
Okay. Yeah.
And we're getting a sequel to Five Nights at Freddy's, in case you're curious. Yeah. And so apparently the cast of Melrose Place is going to be reconnecting after one of the original cast members has died and they're coming back to reunite.
Is that missing limited series?
So here you go. But the pressure cooker of reunion soon uncovers old traumas, rekindles old romances, reignites old resentments, and reveals new secrets, throwing our characters into chaotic drama that's reminiscent of the past, but with a much more modern perspective.
You mean diversity in the cast? Come on. Come on. Again, I mean, you know, one of the original, I mean, original actors had to pitch this show. Come on. There's still life in Melrose Place. No, there isn't. Like, no one, there's no fan convention of Melrose Place. Like, hey, you know, everybody's been dying asking me, when are we going to get back to band back together? No one's ever said that. Come on. Jeff is just so like, really? Did anyone ask for this?
I mean, there's both. I mean, I tried to watch Heroes Return, and it just felt like they were missing some key players, and that time just came and went for them, and it's over. Like, they were, when did Heroes start?
Okay, the first, the
2006.
Season, yeah, the writers killed Heroes.
They were ahead. You always say that, but they were ahead of the curve because they had beaten out Batman Begins and Iron Man and then Dark Knight. So they had a clear runway to do a comic book base style superhero show. And then when we were watching Batman versus Joker, Scarecrow, and Ra's al Ghul, and Iron Man's taking on Ironmonger, it was like, you know what? Thanks. We don't need you anymore. Oh, you're back from the writer's strike. Cool. And the time came and went. They were done. David Thanos agrees with you, Jace.
Yeah.
And Chandler says, man, Heroes was so good. Such a good start. It has so much potential. You were the chosen one.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
It was great, man. And then when I say that joint fell off a cliff, it fell off a cliff. It reminds me of a story my father, my grandfather told me when he was younger. He was in Bermuda, and he went just walking through the water, and he said the water was knee deep, and he was walking, and he said he might have been walking for 6-7 minutes just straight out, knee deep water, and he turned around and looked at the beach, and the beach was way off in the distance, and then he turned back towards the sea or the ocean, and there was a tanker about 400 yards in front of him going by. So he just kind of stood there for a minute, turned back, and walked towards the beach again, got on the beach. And when he got on the beach, one of the guys went up to him and said, "Man, you swim well. You must swim well, huh?" My grandfather was like, "I can't swim a lick." And the dude was like, "Oh." He was like, "About 10 feet in front of you was a 400-foot drop." And that's how I feel heroes went. It was just going along real well. You know what I mean? Looked at the beach, was like, "Yeah, oh, that's cool." Looked at the tanker, was like, "How the hell is a tanker going past in 3 feet of water?" And then we learned quickly and soon that thing dropped off a cliff. And that it was trash. And it was funny because you kept tuning in, hoping it would get better. Just like, yo, I want to just recap. You know, it's like when they drug addicts talk about that first hit of crack, and then they're chasing that first hit of crack every time they hit that pipe. Like, yeah, that's cool, but it wasn't it. It wasn't it. I'm chasing that first hit. And I feel like that's what we were doing that whole hero season.
Did you watch the Carnival season?
Carnival?
Yeah.
No.
Was that season four? Was that on Amazon?
Still mad that couldn't suck it up. No, it was the last season of the original cast and Heroes, season four. It's on Amazon, but don't watch it. If you didn't watch it, don't.
Yeah, I just, you know, I mean, and they had so many good powers. The one girl who could copy anything, and it was really good, man. And then they just.
I mean, there is a key moment when that series, like, wait, what? And after that, it was like, no, you're never going to recover from this decision.
You know what I mean? It's like they just fired the guy who was doing well. And it's just doing real well. Is that Timmy's work?
Yeah,
call him in Monday. I want to talk to him. Timmy, get the hell out of here. Go. You know what I mean? Hey, bring Bobby up. Bobby from the mailroom? Yeah, he's in charge now. And that's what we got. We got Bobby from the mailroom's work, and it was horrible. So, yeah, right off the cliff, man. Heroes. So much potential, man.
I can't believe they're bringing back Melrose Place. I just... They already did this. I mean,
just... They really rebooted Melrose Place before with the same cast. It's not the same cast.
Yes.
Damn.
Oh.
This is the second time. Like somebody
said, hey. Ian Ziering?
No, that was 90210. They had a new cast for that. Here's me signing off. That is my, I'm agreeing with you. That's my dummy of the week. I had something else, but you win with that. Chief, you got one?
The inventor of spoons, because spoons made me fat.
Yes, that makes sense.
Man, the federal government, and they're probably gonna come get me. You'll find out later on this week. I died an athlete's foot. You know what I mean? Something crazy. Yeah. You know, Chief dies of athlete's foot.
Chief didn't even have feet.
Right. So, you know. So, this electric car agenda that they're pushing, they want every car to be electric by 2030, right? And they're pushing these incentives and yada, yada, and this and that. And when it gets cold, the cars don't work. There's no infrastructure for them. Even as few as they are now, when you get on the road, most of the chargers are broken. If they're not broken, then you're an hour-long line waiting to charge your car. Now, think about it for a second and walk with me on this. Mm-hmm. You jump walk out of a, you, You jump right when I have no feet, right? You jump out your car to go to the gas station, right? And you know, as any all of us know, gas stations is one of the worst places to be at really any time they come for you, right? So, but you're only there for, let's say, average time to fill up 7 minutes, right? So you have 7 minutes to fill up, get out of there, get to safety, right?
Right.
The average time of a electric car is a half an hour. Bro, there's just going to be robbers lined up. You know what I mean? They're not even going to, like cab drivers when you leave out of a hotel. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah, I got this one. I'm cool. I was next. I was next in line. I'm taking the Tesla 3. Oh, yeah, yeah. You got the X yesterday. Yeah. Good to see you back, man. There's one over there. Yeah. Better get them. So now you're sitting for a half an hour trying to charge up 30% or 50% of your car. Then I heard you can't use the AC, no radio. You know what I mean? These are the things. Then when the batteries go out, bro, they want $30,000 to replace those batteries. And guess what's not under the warranty? The batteries. That's your bill. That's your bill. So even
in but the- But you save so much throughout the years before this battery goes bad. Come on.
And then here's the thing. Here's the used car business, right? So you go to buy one used. And then you get it, and 2 weeks later, the batteries go out. I mean, it doesn't even make sense, right? It doesn't even make sense what we're talking about here. So I'm just waiting to see if they're going to push this legislation back another 10 years, man, because we're not ready. And I don't want to jump in no car and plan my trip down the road on fast chargers. All right, listen, we get to drive for 4 hours. Then when we get to the spot, we're going to have to wait for an hour. And then after we get an hour, so then we can stretch our legs, and then we're going to go and drive another. No, I want to go. I want to go, man. I don't want to wait. Oh, well, you know what? Hey, coal is the new gas. Yeah, that's probably, yeah. Well, I don't like Melrose Place anyway.
It was fun. Like, I really like Melrose Place, but that is a show I'm good on. No more episodes. Snake Eyes is with you, Chief. Something with electric car just scares me, because when you're taking a vacation and traveling and then you need batteries, what happens when it runs out?
You're sitting on the side of the road waiting for a tow. And hopefully they don't Michael Jordan father you. You know what I mean?
Wow. So, that's
dark. Wow.
Jeez. That's like Fallout dark.
Yeah. I had to, you know what I mean? But he can take it. He loves Fallout.
It's true.
So it doesn't make any sense to me, man. So the federal government, these cars, I've been reading these things all week. People complaining, you out, like, you're going to leave work, go to leave, snow day, won't start. So, right. Yeah, Blizzy. So listen, man, stick to your gas car. Get an electric car for your commute to and from work. Make sure you got a gas car, man. Don't listen to the government.
Not yet. Give
him
time.
All right. Well, guys, hopefully Chief will be back with us next week. Jason and I will definitely be here. And I'll be back on tomorrow as usual for another edition of the Loud Speaker Files. For now, thank you all for hanging out. As always, don't forget to like, comment, share, tell the masses from the rooftops about Loud's Movie Files. For now, this episode has been filed.